Hey, how are you doing? It's me. I haven't done this in a while, so I'm feeling a little bit kind of unexperienced at it, to be honest. Apologies if I'm shouting. I've lost my hearing in my right hand side, and I'm partially hearing in my left hand side, because if you don't already know, I'm suffering from a bit of a double ear infection. So, not feeling too chipper, and if my voice breaks, you know why. Just feel a bit run down. But anyway, I'm audio booing about what happened today. I tweeted a couple of hours ago saying that I saw an alcoholic screaming at a dog, and it was the funniest thing I ever saw. And to be honest, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And it was quite random, but because I've been feeling not well, I've been bedridden, I've been to and from the hospital, I've been in hospital, I thought, right, I'm going to visit my mum at work. So I went down, and she was finishing, and we went to do a bit of shopping, we went for a coffee and had a blether and stuff. So we were heading to the supermarket, and as you're walking towards the door, there's a pillar, and there's quite often a lot of people clip their dogs to it. There's a black lab there, and there's this tiny little woman. I'm not kidding. She's tiny. She's probably 4'8", maybe. She's definitely under 5 foot anyway. And she has this dog, and her dog is her baby. And everybody where I live knows of this woman and knows that this dog is her baby. I don't think she's quite all there. She's London speaking, so in a town in Scotland she does stand out, but she's lived here for a long, long time, but she's just purely eccentric. So she was walking along a little bit in front of my mum and I, and to be honest, we were having a conversation of our own. I hardly noticed her until I heard the larger dog, the black dog, kind of move forward and yelp, and I think it purely hurt itself, but it just happened to be as this woman was walking past. And the next thing, all I heard, because I was talking to my mum, was, "You fucking bastard! How dare you scream at my fucking dog? You fucking bastard! I'm going to wring your fucking neck!" Now, for me, I was quite taken aback. I thought she was talking to me because I was wearing, well, I am still wearing my black Believe a Bells hoodie, and I'm trying to get some advertising. You know, they just came along today, and it's warm and it's cold today. And she started saying things like, "You black bastard," and I thought, "You can't say that to me." And then I realised she was talking to the dog. So with that connecting, I thought, okay, this is actually quite funny. And she started going on, "You can't do that. You can't bark at my dog. This is my baby. How dare you? I'm going to wring your neck." Well, she kept going, and I actually started to find this hilarious and was holding back the laughter and the tears to the point that you hold it in for so long you actually snort. So I had to hide my head, and my mum grabbed the trolley, and it was the funniest thing. I managed to compose myself long enough so I got into the store, and it wasn't until I walked in, I thought, right, I can now laugh. This is now funny. And not actually realizing that you walk through these double doors, is the entry doors and these exit doors, they're glass. This woman could see me, and I walked in the door and literally rolled with laughter, as did my mum, and this woman was looking directly in my face. And I thought, okay, I'm in serious trouble now. So as we were walking in the door, my mum's best friend Lib was was coming towards the door to get a newspaper, and she started talking to my mum, who used to be her boss, and they were talking about something, and this woman came in with her dog straight into the supermarket. She was like, "That dog tried to eat my baby." Lib had no idea what was going on. My mum and I were in hysterics. We couldn't actually tell Lib what happened because we were laughing so hard it took us 10 minutes. But this woman was thought her dog was so traumatized, she took it into the toilet so the dog could have a drink of water to calm down from the toilet seat, and then clipped it inside the store while she went and did her shopping with her little trolley and everything. Now, it probably doesn't sound funny when I'm describing it to you, but I am not joking. It was the funniest thing I have seen in a long time, especially considering I thought she was talking to me and telling me that she was going to wring my neck. I was standing in a state of confusion thinking, what the hell's going on? I've been bedridden for 4 days, I've not been out, and this is what happens? The world's gone crazy. But I just had to share it with you because it was funny. Do you know what I mean? I just found it to be the funniest thing, and I know it wasn't, but like I said, I want to share, and I'm probably going to do more of this now because I've got to get all these followers, and I'm going to work hard to entertain. And yeah, I think I'm actually quite boring, but I shouldn't really be saying that. I do exciting things. Believe a Bells is exciting, I think. Yeah, Believe a Bells is really exciting, actually. I shouldn't be saying that, but I'm signing off just now because I'm talking crap. I'll be tweeting and blogging, and I'll talk to you later. Bye all.